to the round of 16. And here comes what I have to imagine is the very excited head coach of the Jimmies, John Heggerly. Coach, how are we doing?
I'm mildly excited.
Mildly excited?
No, I'm pretty excited.
Just an unbelievable win for your program today. I mean, all the heartbreak you guys have had in this situation over the years has had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of our players. You know, it's exciting playing at night. But, you know, there's a lot on the line, and I thought we handled things really well. We played a lot better. We played a lot better energy and a lot more belief and confidence than we did earlier today against this team.
Well, you brought in Anna Holland to play the front row again. You did that a little bit earlier today. She comes through with a couple of big kills, including the clincher. What was kind of the look you guys were going for there?
Well, you know, we have three good outside hitters. And if one of them's struggling a little bit, then we can make that change. And so Ellie was doing a good job, but she wasn't getting the kills that we needed, and that was a big block up there. And so we said, hey, let's just make a switch. And they hit so differently that changes their defense, and they don't see that right away. And so, you know, Ellie likes to cut balls more, and Anna hits a little bit higher and harder off the block. So it ended up working.
Well, the run, what changed for you guys on that run at the end of the set?
The ball that Jackie Micklejohn dug with her head that went over the net and came back, and then we scored a point. That changed it. We just needed a break. You know, earlier this afternoon, we got no breaks. We got no breaks from the line judges, from the officials. Things were just bouncing their way, and sometimes that happens, and if you let that define you, then it happens more and more. And we just talked about it. Expect good things to happen. Expect the best to happen. Expect the best out of yourself. And I thought our players just did that. You know, Taylor Sabanach was key in that run as well.
What does it say about the fortitude of your team to come back after losing three sets earlier today to Columbia to take the one that really mattered?
Well, I'd hate to say we've never been in that position before, but hopefully we learned something from last year and a couple years ago. But this is the way our team has been all year. You know, we've been down before, we've been counted out before, and then we find a way to come back and win. And so this is just another chapter in that story, and so we're excited to play tomorrow. You know, I don't think any of us believed that we were going to be done tonight. You know, we were just saying, hey, this is the next thing that we have to do, so we're going to be ready to play tomorrow. And in the locker room beforehand, I said, you guys, let's go out there and take care of this so we can play at 1:30 tomorrow. No, let's go out there, take care of this. Let's go home, go to bed, and play tomorrow.
Well, you get Lindsey Wilson tomorrow. You saw them today, a five-setter game. Eastern Oregon that they won coming back from two down. What'd you think about the Blue Raiders?
They look tough, you know, but who doesn't right now? I watch all these courts and I'm like, holy cow, look at these teams. I mean, no one's holding anything back. They're getting up, they're pounding balls, and we're just gonna have to do the same thing that we did today and that we've done all year, is just play point by point and trust in each other. And, you know, by the grace of God, maybe we'll win, and hopefully we will, and we'll move on.
Coach, congratulations. Thanks
Steve.